Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer. I'm in the studio this morning with two guests, Anastasia Stefanowitz, who is the AmeriCorps volunteer, as well as the Youth Outreach and Engagement Coordinator at Sitka Counseling, and Elise Kitka, who is the Sitka Counseling Program Manager. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. It's great to have you here. We're here to talk about, a lot of things, but the main, we're going to start with talking a little bit about Sitka Counseling and this group called the Hope Coalition. So maybe, Elise, I'll turn to you and just ask you to explain what those two things are.
Yeah, so we're just one branch of Sitka Counseling. Sitka Counseling offers many services in the community. So we specifically work in the prevention department, which is in collaboration with our community to continuously educate ourselves on the harmful effects of substance misuse, as well as the most applicable and sustainable practices we can be taking on as a community to effectively prevent these harms from occurring.
Okay, so the Hope Coalition is really focused on prevention, if I understand that correctly.
Yes.
Okay, and can you tell listeners and remind me of what HOPE is actually an acronym? What does it stand for? Does anyone remember?
Yeah, HOPE stands for Healing Our People and Environment, which I think is one of the coolest acronyms out there.
Yeah, I like it by itself. Obviously, HOPE is pretty great to know, but then to understand what it stands for in this context. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about sort of the mission of the HOPE Coalition.
Yeah, so HOPE is a coalition. So it's a gathering of individuals from various sectors within the community, whether that's healthcare, education, parents, elders, to represent diverse perspectives on substance misuse. We usually meet monthly to collaborate on developing and implementing positive changes and projects within that community. And it's really open to anyone who wants to come in and bring their voices to us.
Okay, I'd like to talk a little bit more about that. Maybe Elise, I'll turn to you for that. A little bit more about these meetings. Who exactly they're for? What kind of individuals could show up?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a lot of different sectors from the community who are already familiar with and attending our meetings. I'll specifically acknowledge SAFE, SEARCH Tobacco Prevention, SEARCH Opioid Treatment, the Youth Advocates of Sitka, the Sitka Police Department. We have local TV and radio, White's Pharmacies. We have a local volunteer organization called Sitka Homeless Connect. And a select one or two other people from the business sector kind of pop in and out. We have been getting more youth attendees at our meetings, which is a really big deal for us since our work is designed to be youth-driven. So we're really excited to see that. We would love to see more youth, more elders, more parents in the community coming to our meetings. They're not just exclusively for these official organizations or sectors in the community. It is volunteer-based, but there's a lot of different ways to get involved in the coalition. You can be involved just by being on our email list. You don't have to physically come to our meetings, but if you do come to our meetings, they're about an hour and a half long. They're only once a month, and if you come to one, you don't have to come to all the meetings. We don't expect any particular level of participation. We really value and we're really grateful for any input that we can get from the community on substance misuse prevention, which is kind of this really broad term that it's complex and it's hard to kind of like break down and necessarily like describe everything that we do. We're not service providers, so our coalition doesn't actually implement any substance misuse interventions or programs necessarily, but we kind of strive to be the glue that brings all the service providers and strategizers, whether that be parents or grandparents or, football coaches or, police people together, really, to share their resources, to bring some transparency and like shared understandings and norms about what is happening in the community, how can we work together to implement change.
Okay, so this is really interesting. I'm glad you kind of listed some of the individuals towards the end. Would you say this is, speaking of individuals, like for people who themselves have experience with substance misuse, people who have people like that in their life, like when we talk about the individuals who might come to this and are offering, I guess, their voice. Is it for those kinds of folks as well?
Those are probably our most important voices at the table. Anyone with lived experience, you know, and of course, there's no pressure for people to share their specific experiences unless they felt comfortable to do so. But just bringing that life experience and that knowledge is so valuable. That's from the ground. That's really the work that we strive to do, is from the ground up informed by our community. And unfortunate as it may be, most people that I know, period, either have struggled with substance misuse themselves at some point in their life, or a loved one, or an acquaintance or someone in their circle has struggled and they've been affected by it in some way. So it is most of us. So really anyone is invited to attend.
Yeah. I love that. We were talking before we came on the air and you were kind of like, well, it's just for everybody, because who hasn't been affected at some point by this sort of thing? So Anastasia, I'll turn to you and ask a little bit more about what are the benefits of getting involved? Like, why would we come to these meetings?
So we want people to feel as if they're a part of not just something bigger than themselves, but also like informing what is going on in their own community. Mm-hmm. Coming to these meetings gives them that voice to start talking about like what is going on, what needs to change, how can they get involved with those changes, how are those changes relevant to the needs of the community. So those are like the bigger benefits, is that you can come in and start sharing that with everybody else. Other benefits is that you do get connected with other individuals who are doing the same work. You can get connected to resources. If you're a youth, you could get a letter of recommendation or reference recognizing that your contributions as a volunteer are being recognized. You get to partner again with organizations, and we can assist you in any way as is needed.
Oh, wow. So lots of benefits to the individual, and also to be involved in this kind of work would be a benefit as well. I want to talk a little bit about some of the upcoming projects. Elise, maybe I'll ask you about it. There are a couple of things that sound really interesting to me that are coming up in the next couple of months, these listening sessions. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what those are and the data-based work that you all do, and then these ones coming up specifically.
Yeah, absolutely. So another component of what we do with the Hope Coalition, besides just bringing people and resources and networking together for the purpose of substance misuse prevention, but also we do engage the community in, you know, health education. We're working with our youth interns who recently joined our team, which we're really excited about, to kind of put together some educational presentations to bring into the school to do some peer education. So youth educating youth on health information. And then the other piece of what we do is really driven by SAMHSA's Strategic Prevention Framework. So for those who aren't familiar with SAMHSA, basically it's a federal agency with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that leads public health efforts to advance the behavioral health of the nation by pulling from current research and evidence-based practices. So they've kind of given us this framework to work within our coalition to gather data or information from our community that will really help services to enhance and be more relevant to the needs of the community. So part of what we do there is, gathering information. That looks like the surveys that we implemented in one of the high schools, as well as the middle school in 2022. We did the youth substance use survey. We had a really big return. A lot of youth participated in those surveys too. So if you're listening and you participated, thank you. Yeah. Because we still use that data and That's we still great. Talk about it within our coalition. And it, you know, the police have come and listened to like a PowerPoint presentation on it. They were really engaged. And, you know, other members of our community are taking this information and using it and calling upon it. So we're moving away from, not that we're never going to implement surveys again. Everyone loves a good survey. Maybe not. But we want to be inviting youth to come and do what we call listening sessions, which really is just kind of what it sounds like. We're going to collaborate with the Youth Advocates of Sitka. So shout out to YAS for welcoming us into the space at the Cloud Teen Center. And the first session is going to happen on July 23rd. It's a Saturday. It's kind of, I believe, 11 to 1 p.m. So kind of a lunch hour thing. We're going to be providing pizza, gift cards, really appreciating youth for their time spent. It's completely anonymous. Your names would not be used in the dissemination of this information. But we'll be just essentially asking youth about their experiences, what they've observed in the community around youth substance misuse, and not in a way, we're not trying to get anyone in trouble or
judgmental.
It's not like that. It's literally just, we're taking the information. It's going to be used in kind of a report that we'll then take back to the coalition comprised of all these different community members who want to help. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it will just enhance services and enhance what's already happening in the community around support.
Okay, wow, this is amazing. It sounds like a great opportunity for youth. We're completely out of time, so I'm just going to have to turn to Anastasia and ask you to maybe give out the ways youth and other people who are listening who would like to get involved, whether in the listening sessions or just the Hope Coalition, how can they reach out to you all?
Yeah, they could actually shoot us an email at prevention@scpsak.org, or they could come to our next Hope Coalition meeting, which is Thursday, July 20th, at 3:30 at St. Peter's Sea House behind the Episcopal Church.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, thank you so much, Anastasia and Elise, for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.